This is a good topic, actually. Danielle Sieb yesterday had her first winner in town. We better get the pronunciation of the horse, Assault and Battery or Assault and Battery. We'll go straight to the horse's mouth, so to speak. Danielle's on the line. Danielle, good morning. And is it Assault and Battery?
Good morning, Ray. How are you going?
Yeah, terrific. Yeah. And how do you actually pronounce the horse's name, Danielle?
It's Assault and Battery.
Oh, yeah. Battery. Okay, yeah.
Battery.
Well, that's it. Well, congratulations yesterday. A fantastic achievement. Your first winner in town. And this horse deserved that win because he'd run a succession of terrific races, including a couple of highway placings going into Rose Hill yesterday.
Yeah, that's correct. He's been a very consistent horse. And he knew he'd appreciate the heavy ground yesterday. And, fabulous run.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Ping the gates perfectly. And Danielle, one of the things that Ray and I were talking about off air was just the quality of jockeys in the Sydney jockey room. I guess you pinch yourself when someone like Nash Rewilla is able to ride your horse.
Yeah, that's correct. I was very happy, especially, you know, there were questions by the form guides and things about his vulnerability over the last 100 metres in races. So to have a jockey as strong as Nash on board was pretty exciting. Mm. And, it's a bit of a confidence boost to have a top jockey like him on.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And your first winner in town, Danielle, I know it's a cliche question, but what were your emotions immediately after the win?
Still a little bit in shock, I think. Yeah. Very exciting and humbling. I'm very lucky to have such a nice horse. Although he's done it the hard way with barrier issues and everything else. But it was wonderful. And to think today's Father's Day, I feel like maybe Dad got himself a present.
can you give us and the listeners a bit of background to that? How you became a trainer? Because unfortunately, there is that tragedy associated with it, Danielle, following the passing of your father a number of years ago.
Yeah, that's right. Dad got sick 2 years ago in May, and he was fine one day, and then the next they found a brain tumour, and he went into hospital and passed away exactly a month later.
Wow.
We had about 8 in work, I think, and I was doing uni and I've been riding trials. So I decided I'd take over the license and continue with university and graduate. Well, we'll graduate at the end of this year. I've just finished the degree. And, I've taken over the training. Mm-hmm. And I started afresh about 12 months ago when I moved to Goulburn. And this was the only horse I kept with me from the team that Dad and I had. And the rest are just unraced 2- and 3-year-olds. I kept this one. Dad picked him out as a weanling, and myself and the family have always owned him.
That's extraordinary, yeah. Danielle, I guess the obvious question is, how do you juggle both studying, which you now have completed, and you're telling me yesterday you've accepted a temporary position at Crookwell High School, so high school teaching is demanding enough, but how do you juggle that with training racehorses?
Test the patience sometimes. But I'm a bit hyperactive, I suppose, and early mornings and bed early at night, and couldn't do it without my partner, Aaron. He gives me a massive hand. He's very good with the horses and helps me of the morning and the afternoon and everything in between.
Mm. Danielle, who's more difficult to handle, a green 2-year-old or a recalcitrant year niner?
Probably the year niner.
I hope they're not listening, Danielle. You might be in trouble tomorrow. what do you teach at high school, Danielle?
I'm a science teacher.
Okay. Yeah. And where did that love for science come from?
I don't know. I always enjoyed school myself, and I didn't mind science and biology and things that you apply to horse training, actually, you know, how the body works. And physiology and anatomy side of things, which at uni, you know, I did a lot about the muscular and skeletal systems, etc. So, kind of, I guess they could cross over a little bit and
complimentary. Yeah.
Job that you could, you know, you could mix the training horses. So yeah, it's best of both worlds.
Yeah,
at the
I understand. Yeah.
Now, Danny, from what I understand, you were going down the track of being a jockey, and you know, the timing is really difficult because of the passing that we've just had over the last couple of days. What's with Michaela and Melanie, what's your thoughts on doing that? And I guess the feeling amongst the ranks of jockeys and racetrack riders about the dangers that perhaps sometimes get overlooked with your sport.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I had two lives taken way too early. And, I don't think sometimes the general public has enough knowledge about how dangerous it is and how much risk is involved. Mm. And it is a very very dangerous sport, and we do it for the love of it. Mm. And, you know, not especially track work riders and stable hands down the line, you know, there's not a lot of money in it. Mm. You know, I combine teaching for that matter. Mm. And we just do it because we love it. We love horses, we love racing, and it's a tragedy that you could go to work and then not return. And I think the more that, you know, we look into safety and the best that it can be for the people and the horses involved is where we need to focus.
Yeah, well, you're well said, Danielle. Just following Danielle, with Salt and Bathory, plans going forward now for him?
Yeah, he's going to spell now. He's been up for a very long time. Mm-hmm. He's done a fantastic job above and beyond from a maiden at Canberra. He won by 6 and then to win yesterday in a highway by a couple of lengths. So he's going to go to the paddock, and we'll be looking probably at the country championship qualifier early next year. And hopefully, we'll be heading to Randwick.
Fantastic. Yeah. You've done a great job with the horse, Danielle. Congratulations yesterday.
Absolutely.
I hope it's the first of many big race wins for you. And it's been a pleasure to have you on the show this morning.
Thank you very much, boys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Danielle.
Danielle Sieve there, a Salt and
Great
Bathory.
Great story, isn't it? Great story.
Unbelievable story. Yeah. On Father's Day? Yeah. Come on. You couldn't script it.